Parshas Hazino is the Parsha of Shira. So Parshas Hazino always comes together, Rosh Hashanah is Chal in Parshas Hazino, to explain the Kesher between Hazino and Rosh Hashanah. Hazino begins, Hazino HaShemayim Madaber V'Sishma HaOretz. Also in the last Parsha, we have Inyonim of Shemayim V'Oretz together. When Shalom uses the Shemayim V'Oretz as Edim, what's this inyan of the Shira of Shira and the Shira Hazois Kiru? What's the inyan of the Shira? Moshe Rabbeinu is finishing the Torah Kiru with the beginning of Shira. Vayedaber Moshe b'ozni kol hakol kol Yisrael is divrei Shira Hazois Atumam. So Yelach finishes and then starts the whole Shira. What's the inyan? Godly inyan of the inyan of the Shira. And also, The Shira begins talking about the Yar of Kamata Likhi. It's referring to the Torah, it's a remiss to the Torah. But it's talking about Kilu, it compares the Torah to Mata, it compares the Torah to Ktal. The Torah should be like Mata, and the Torah should be like Tal. Kisirim Ali Deshev, Chirim Kilu, like the. It's comparing Torah, it's giving Mesholem over here to the Inyan of Deshev, of the grass. What's the Inyan over here? But the Torah says we know that Rosh Hashanah is the Yom Yitzirah of Adam Rishon. Rosh Hashanah is the Yom Yitzirah of Adam Rishon. Adam Rishon was created as a Chai Olam. Adam Rishon was created as a Nitzchi Stikazach. Adam Rishon was created as a Netzach. He was going to eat from the Eitz Chaim V'Ochal V'Chai L'Olam. He was created as a nitzchis digazach. Eitz Chaim is Torah. Torah is called Chai Oilo. There's two in Yonim. There's Chai Shah and there's Chai Oilo. Like the Rashbi. The Rashbi says, you're leaving Chai Oilo and Oiskim Chai Shah. He saw people working on the ground. Lulei the Chet of Adam Rishon. You wouldn't have had to work on the ground. The Kalal of Adam Rishon was that Bezeh Sapecha Torah Halochem. And that introduced the whole Musag that there's such a thing as Chai Shah. The Rashbi was on a darga of Adam Lifnei Achet. Adam Lifnei Achet, there's no such thing as Chai Oino. Chai Shah. It's all Chai Oino. After the Chet of Adam Rishon, it was Nigzad of such a Musag of Chai Shah. Chai Shah means it's only Chai Shah. It's Misa. Misa was Nigzad on Adam Rishon. Misa was Nigzad on Adam Rishon. So maybe the whole life of a person became a Musag of Chai Shah. The whole life of a person became Chai Shah. And that was the pagam, Misa, Chai Shah, you got to work hard. The Rashbi was before that, and later Rashbi can't look at people working in the field, Yoiskim Bechai, Menichim Chai, Oilam, Yoiskim Bechai Shah. So later, as a result of the Chet of Adam Rishon, was introduced the idea of Tefillah. Tefillah in Gemara is also called Chai Shah. So the Rashbi taka didn't daven, it was part of Tefillah. Misha Tayrosa and Nasa is Pturmina Tefillah. Because Tefillah is Chai Shah. The Rashbi was allergic to Chai Shah. The Rashbi was called Kule Chai Oilam. Couldn't look at people working. And made that the whole Indian of Tefillah is the Indian of Chai Shah. But the Sod of Tefillah is a Sod of Chai Shah, the Yomala to Chai Oilam. Tefillah is not Stam Chai Shah. Tefillah is Mechaber Chai Shah to Chai Oilam. That's the Sod of Tefillah. Tefillah is Mechaber. Tefillah is a Lashon of Chibur. Tefillah is the Indian that you mechaber Chai Yishah to Chai Oilam. After that, as a result of the Chet of Adam Rishon, so made it therefore Chai Yishah was introduced. The tikkun to that is introduced the idea of Tefillah, because Tefillah is a chibur, Tefillah is ma'ala the Indian of Chai Yishah, and it's ma'ala to the Indian of Chai Oilam. That's why you see that Tefillah is full of. So if you look through the Avodram and look through the Rishonim and the Mefarshah Tefillah, you see that the whole Tefillah Shemoneh Esrei is based on Psukim in the Torah. Mekoyres and Psukim in the Hilga, the Anshei Knesset HaGdolah, they were Mechaber the Shemoneh Esrei, which is Tefillah, al pi Psukim. Psukim in the Chai Olam. And they were mala the mechaber. Tefillah is like you are davening for pranasa, you are davening for chayisha. But tefillah is the chibur of chayisha to chayelo. That's the tikkun of the chet of Adam and Rishon. It's mala back. Tefillah takes chayisha and is mala back into chayelo. That's the koyach. That's the inyan of tefillah. That's the koyach of tefillah. That's why the Moshe we see the tefillah. We say before tefillah as a hachana for tefillah. We soon see that everything is hachana for Shemana Esra. All the Siddur say that tefillah, but just before Shemana Esra we say Krishma. Krishma is the chibur of the Chai Shah with Chai Olam. Shema Yisrael Hashem Elokeinu. We always say that Rashi, quote Rashi. Rashi says Hashem Elokeinu refers to Olam Hazeh, where Hashem is only our God, because the Goyim are Koyfei and Hashem. And Hashem Echad is the Bayim Ahu. Lost the lover is the Olam Haba Bayim Ahu Yi Hashem Echad Ushmo Echad. So Hashem Elokeinu is Olam Hazeh, and Hashem Echad is Olam Haba. Shema Yisrael is the Indian that's Mechaber Olam Hazeh Chai Shah with Olam Hazeh. Hazeh means it's only Lashah. Olam Hazeh is Lashah. So the Krishma is Mechaber Chai Shah with Chai Olam. So people who are the point of the gonna die. So they say Shema Yisrael because the Mechaber, the Chai Shah, right? The Chai Shah is about to end. So if Chai Shah is about to end, it shouldn't Chas Hashem be an end of something. You say Krishma, so it's a chibur, it's ma'ala the chai shah to chai ha'ilam. And the person goes up into a chai ha'ilam. That's the whole yisod of Krishma. That it's mechaber, it's ma'ala, it elevates the chai shah, the Hashem Elokeinu, the Olam Hazeh, to Hashem Echad. At the point where a person's about to end his chai shah, it quickly latches on the chai shah to chai ha'ilam, and then the person leaves the chai shah and goes into chai ha'ilam. That's the Bashas Petirus Adam. You see that Krishna is divided up like that. The parasha of Ahavta is Chai Olam, it's all Torah. Hoyad Vram Eila, Shanoichim Tzavcha Hayoim, first of Matan Torah, Shinantam Levanecha, Tana teaching Tamidim. So it's all the Indian of Chai Olam. Vayim Shemoya is Vosavta Deganecha, it's the Indian of Chai Shah. And Krishna is an Indian of Machaba together, the Indian of Chai Shah. It's Mala, the Indian of Chai Shah to Chai Olam. That's the whole Yisod. That's all Yisod of Krishna. Soon we'll see why you start with Yisrael. Yisrael is Shir Kale. It's the Indian of Shir, one thing at a time. So maybe Shema Yisrael is elevating the Chai Shah to Chai Olam. It's Mechaber the two together. Since the whole Indian of Tefillah, which is really Tefillah on Chai Shah, but it's Tefillah is taking it into Torah. It's taking it into Torah. So maybe therefore Krishma is a Hagdama to Shema Yisrael. And that's what we've discussed many times. Kishem that we just said that Anshikhnes Adoyla when Masakin the Shemayin Esra al Pipsukim, and that's a Yomala, the Tefillah, Chai Shan to Chai. And we know the same thing that Krishma has a connotation of Tefillah to it as well. It's all Psukim, but it has a connotation of Tefillah. It has a Lahalocha, it's got a din of Tefillah. When we say it in davening, it's got a din of Tefillah. Because that's the Indian, being Mechaber, Tefillah with Torah. Is being mechaber the chay, is being ma'ala the chay, shah to chay oilam. And maybe that's why when a bracha says the person should only learn, the person should do the daven where he learns. It's a very big inyan that the tefillah should be mechaber to the Torah because that's ma'ala the chay, shah to the chay oilam. Tovid HaMelech is the shoresh of tefillah. Tovid HaMelech is the shoresh of tefillah. Tefillah lo'oni ki yatov. Tefillah leDavid Arimimcha, Anis Tefillah. David HaMelech is the sheresh of Tefillah. We said before that the Indian of Tefillah that's Ma'ale back, Chai Shah to Chai Olam is a tikkun of the Chet of Adam Rishon. The Chet of Adam Rishon was to plunge from Chai Olam to Chai Shah. Tefillah is the tikkun to go back. It's Mechaber the Chai Shah back to Chai Olam. So David HaMelech, we know that Adam Rishon gave his shanim, gave his years to David HaMelech. David HaMelech was supposed to be born dead. He gave 70 years, which is the Shneis Adam in Olam Hazeh. And David HaMelech, through the Indian of Tefillah, is David HaMelech's Masakin Adam Rishon. Masakin the Chet of Adam Rishon. David HaMelech brings the Pagam of the Chet, which was Chai Olam, fell down to Chai Shah. David HaMelech brings it back. Brings the Chai Shah back into Chai Olam, Adi Dei the Tefillah, which is the David HaMelech's Bechinah. That's why you see that David HaMelech is not just the Bechina of Tefillah, David HaMelech is Kol Kule the Bechina of Torah. The beginning of Brochus, the Arichas, David HaMelech used to get up a Laila, used to learn who is Oisit B'Torah, Kala Laila, Gemara Brachas is mafleg the hasmada of Adam of Dovid HaMelech. The Melech HaMavis couldn't kill him because he wasn't Mesiach Das from Torah. So Dovid HaMelech is the Inyan of he's taka tefillah, and Melchus is tefillah, but it's tefillah which is mala tefillah from Chai Shah to Chai Olam. I mean, that's how Dovid HaMelech becomes Mashiach, because Mashiach is the one that takes the whole world from Chai Shah to Chai Olam. He's the one that takes Olam Hazeh into Olam Haba. That's Mashiach. And that's the tikkun of the Adam Rishon. Adam is Rosh HaTevis, Adam David Mashiach. Because Adam was born, Adam was created, there should only be Chai Olam. As a result of the Chet, Misa was introduced. And that the whole world plunged down to Chai Shah, and now you've got to work for Parnosa, B'zeis HaPecha. Now we're busy with Chai Shah. Dovid HaMelech is Ma'ale the Chai Shah, back to Chai Olam, through Torah, through his B'chinas, Torah Tefillah. And made it therefore, that's why Dovid HaMelech Yisrael Chai V'Kayim. And made it therefore that Dovid HaMelech brings the Olam Hazeh, brings the Chai Shah into Chai Olam, he brings it into Mashiach ben David, and that brings the world, and that's the tikkun of the Chet of Adam Rishon. That's why Dovid HaMelech's Torah and Dovid HaMelech's Tefillah is all in Indian of Shir. When a person's Chas V'Shalom sick and you want to daven for him, so we say Pirkei Tehillim. Pirkei Tehillim is Shira. Shira, that's when Tefillah connects to Torah, that's the Bechin of Shira. When Chai Shah connects to Chai Oino, that's the Bechin of Shira. Whenever a person goes Mimavis L'Chaim, he sings Shira. Mavis L'Chaim means going from Chai Shah to Chai Oino, then he sings Shira. Oz Yoshe Moshe, Mikan Remez L'Tchis HaMesim. Tchis HaMesim means going from Chai Shah to Chai Olam, going into Chai Olam. A person's Nitzal Mimavis L'Chaim, meaning Chai Shah was Shailat on him. And then when he was Nitzal, he had a Ha'ara from Chai Olam that took him out of the Matzav of Chai Shah. And Mele, when Chai Shah is Nis'ala to Chai Olam, that's when we sing Shira. That's when we know that Shira, the whole idea of Shira, is always Mechaber together, Shemaim Oretz. Oretz is Chai Shah, Shemaim is Olam HaNeshamas, which is Chai Olam. And the whole Indian of Shira, it's Ma'ale, Shemaim to Oretz to Shemaim. So therefore, Hazinu HaShemaim, B'Sishma Oretz. Bereshis, the first word of the Torah is Bereshis. It says the Zohar, Bereshis is Rosh HaTevis, Tov Sheh. Tov Sheh, Tov Aleph Beis Sheh. The Baruch Shalom has a Taiva for the Shira of Klal Yisrael. Bereshis, Tov Sheh. Bereshis, Bar Elokim, it's HaShemaim, it's Oretz. The Tachnas of the Shir is, it's Mechaber Shemaim Oretz. It's Mechaber the Chai Shah to Chai Olam. And Mele Dovid HaMelech is Kulei Shira. So what's the Indian? A person is sick, you start singing Shira? Tehillim is Shira. But Tehillim is Kulei Tefillah. Tehillim is Kulei Tefillah to the Rebbein Shalom. It's Kulei Tefillah. But yet it's one of the Chavdalat Sifrei Torah. Tehillim is one of the Chavdalat Sifrei Torah. So it's Tefillah. And it's a Brochen. And it's Torah. And it's Bechlal, it's the whole Shabbos Nalocha, that if you say Tehillim, as the limit Shabbos, you're not allowed to, on Shabbos, you must say Tehillim, if you say that as the limit Shabbos, you are allowed to, exactly, there's a Biro over here. What is Tehillim? Tehillim is a Tefillah. You mustn't be Mischanan on Shabbos. Tehillim is also Torah, you're allowed to on Torah on Shabbos. Tehillim is a Shir. Because the Tachlis of Dovid HaMelech is that Dovid HaMelech is Ma'al Echai Shah to Chai Olam. He's mechaber Chai Shah to Chai Olam, means he's mechaber Tefillah with Torah. And if he's mechaber with Tefillah with Torah, he's mechaber Tefillah Torah through Shir. Because Shir is an Oz Yosher. Shir is a Tchis HaMesim Dikazach. Shir is a Tchis HaMesim Dikazach. And that's why the name Yisrael always has to come together when you mala Chai Olam to Chai Shah. Chai Shah to Chai Olam. Therefore, the Hashem Elokeinu Hashem Echad, which is the Chibur of that, is preceded by Shema Yisrael. And that Shem Yisrael is the Shem of Shir Kael, and that Shem of Shir Kael is Mechaber the Hashem Elokeinu to the Hashem Echad, and that's a Hakdama to Tefillah, which Tefillah is called Kulei Bonei Meyusad on the Seder Psukim, which is Ma'ala the Chai Shah to the Chai Olam, to the Heilige Torah, to the Chai Olam. So that really explains us, we can go one step backwards, and that really explains us why Psukim the Zimra is a Hachana for Shema, and Shema is a Hachana for Shema Nesra. Because Pesukah de Zimra was singing the Shiras and Sishbachas of Dovid HaMelech. Sing the Shiras and Sishbachas of Dovid HaMelech. That is Mamish the same Nakuda. That is Mamish the same Nakuda as Krishma, and it's the same Nakuda as Tefillah. It's Mamish the say that from the Protius of each one, the Chilukim, the Dakistik Chilukim between each one will leave. But there's a say that Hadvarim of the Tachlis of Tefillah to be Mala, the Indian of Chai Shah to Chai Olam, which is, and that's all the Tikkun That's all the tikkun to the chet of Adam, to the chet of Adam Rishon. It brings it back, brings the Adam Rishon back to the darga, brings the Adam Rishon back to the darga of Chaya Netzach. We're going into now in the Nariches. We're going to begin to talk about the Inyan Rosh Hashanah, but that's the whole Inyan as well. That Yaakov Avinu is the koil called Yaakov. Yaakov Avinu is a koil, which is a koil of Torah and a koil of Tefillah. And that's why there, Yitzchok said, "Koil Kol Yaakov." Koil, this is a Koil Kol Yaakov. You die in the days of meaning that you mechaber together Torah and Tefillah. If you mechaber together Torah and Tefillah, you mechaber together Oretz v'Shamayim. And made it the bracha that he got was v'itanochal lekim itala shemayim u'mishmani Oretz v'rev dogam esirish. That's good for the bracha. Yaakovinu was the tikkun of Adam Rishon. Yaakovinu is the tikkun of Adam Rishon. And made it therefore, Yaakovinu has the Koil Kol Yaakov. Kol Yaakov is the koyach to be mala the tefillah into Torah. When you mala the tefillah into Torah, that makes the bechinah, that makes it into a shir. That makes it into a shir. That's the bechinah of the, then yezoicha through shir yezoicha to hazino hashemayim v'sishma oretz. And that's the whole inyan of in parashas hazino of kirvivim kisirim aledeshe kirvivim aleisev. You're talking about chayisho. You're talking about the rain. It rains and the ground grows. That's all bechinas of Chayisho, but it's all merumas in Torah. It's all merumas in Torah. It's mamish. What is Shira? Shira is taking the Chayisho into Chayyola, and in the Shira's Hazina, that's exactly what's going on. The Chayisho is a remez to Torah. When the Kirvivim Chirim Aladeshir Kirvivim Aladeisef, when that bechina is the bechina of talking about the rain and the dew that keeps the world going, that makes things grow, which is the darga of Chayisho. When that's merum is in Torah, when that's a moshul to Torah, motto is a moshul to Torah, and tal is a moshul to Torah. It's all a moshul to Torah. So then, that's the nakuda of malachai olim to chayisho. I'm going into now, but in Torah itself, we have also the two halakim of Torah. You have Torah Shebaal Peh, which is the bechina of oretz. It's an oretz dikachelik of Torah, and then you have the shemayim dikachelik of Torah. It's a very big pegam when a person takes the Torah and learns the Torah ke'ilu only for halacha lemaisa, and he takes the chay olam, he drags it down to chay isha. Al ma chor v'lechor, m'shalei borcha b'torah tchila, m'shalei borcha b'torah tchila. Because the pegam was that they were using the Torah for their day-to-day life. The whole avoid of tikkun chet of Adam Rishon is that we've got to be ma'ala the chay isha into chay olam. And they were taking the chay olam down into chay isha. They were using the hilga Torah, which is chay olam, and they were using it for the Indian of Chai Shah. And that caused the Chorban Abayis. And that said out Shalei Baruch Hu B'Torah Tchila. Because the Birchas HaTorah, the Bechina of Birchas HaTorah is the Bechina where the Schirus Mamad HaSina and all that is where we look at the Torah as being the Chai, the Eitz HaChaim. We're talking about looking at the Torah is when a person's got Torah that he doesn't need, he's Mufka B'Chal from the whole Indian of Chai Shah. To take Torah and to make it into a Chai Shah, there's no tikkun for such a thing. The whole vart is that through that we have to be male the whole chay shah into Torah, into the chay olam. But to take Torah to be moirid the chas v'shalom down to inyanei olam, and think that this is the Torah, it's a list of laws. So that is mamish taking a chay olam and say I need it for my day to day. I need to know laws of ribis of the whatever. The person about he's got to know halacha lemaisa. But if he looks at the Torah as something that he needs for his chay shah, not kedei to be male the shah into the oilam, the other rabba, he makes Torah out to be chay shah chas v'shalom, because that's the pegam, that was the pegam of Birchas HaTorah. So mele after kisiyum al edesher chivim al esef comes the pasuk kishim Hashem ekra hova goydel alekeinu, which Chazal learn out from there the din of Birchas HaTorah, the din of Birchas HaTorah. That when we say a marshal to things that grow in Torah, to be ma'ala the Briah, to be ma'ala the Chai Yishar, to Torah, to the Chai Olam, and not to be married. It's a terrible pegam, it's a terrible zilzim, it's a terrible adarab, it's ma'arech the golus. It's ma'arech the golus. And that's why the whole inyan of Pnimi is a Torah. That's the difference between a Torah Sanigla and a Torah Sanista. That the more a person goes into Pnimi is a Torah, the more he goes into the Chelik of Chai Olam. The more he only sees Chai Olam. The more he only sees Chai Olam. The Rajbi was Mechabed Azoya. The Zoya is the Kulei Pnimi Satoira. He didn't understand Bechlala how you could be Bechlala and how there could be Chai Shah in the world. The Teres HaNigla without Teres HaNista can Chas V'Shom, there's an Asoy in the Chas V'Shom that can become into dragging the Oyrab down into the Shah. And that's what Moshe Rabbeinu's pachad is. And when the Klal Yisrael were in the Midbar, they were living a life of Chai Olam. There was no Chai Isha. They were Mufka from the Olinian of Chai Isha. And now they're coming into Eretz Yisrael. Coming into Eretz Yisrael means they're going to have to work. They're going to have to go into the Klal of Adam Rishon. They're going to have to go into the Inyan of Bezei Sapecha Toich Halochem. And therefore, going into the Inyan of Bezei Sapecha Toich Halochem, Moshe Rabbeinu is telling them that even when you're going to be Oisek and Chai Isha, the Ike is to be Mechaber the Chai Isha. Ike is to be Mechaber the Chai Isha with Chai Oilam. And therefore, before he dies, before Petiras Moshe Rabbeinu, before Klal Yisrael goes into Eretz Yisrael, he has to sing the Shira with them. And he sings a shira with them of an oifen, kesiyum al adeshev echirivim al esav, which these things you're gonna, the Klal Yisrael didn't know what esav looks like. From the Midbar, they don't know what deshev is, they don't know what esav is. It's going to go now into Eretz Yisrael to be Oisek and Chai Isha. And when you go into Eretz Yisrael to be Oisek and Chai Isha, so then you have to realize that it's got to be a shira, it's got to be a Torah de Kazakh, it's got to be a shira, it's got to be singing to HaKadosh Baruch Hu, you've got to be mala. You've got to make out of Chai Isha into Chai Olam, otherwise it's Chai Isha, otherwise it's a Bechira of Misa. Otherwise it's a Bechin of Misa. So therefore that's why before going into Eretz Yisrael, Moshe Rabbeinu was singing a shir with them, and he was giving a moshel for Chai Isha in a Torah Dika Oif, in a Torah Dika Shira, and that is Mamish, the whole Nakuda, the Hachona, the Ma'avar, the transition, going from the Midbar into Eretz Yisrael. In the Midbar, the Mamish living the Indian of Chai Oilam. Also explains the Melamed Tzchus on the Meraglim, the Yidin, why they didn't want to go into Eretz Yisrael. Because when you're living a Matzav of Chai Oilam, so it never stops. So Kiru, they're living a matzav of Chai Olam. If they're living a matzav of Chai Olam, so mehecha teisa to leave that anakova, to leave the life they were living. This is Chai Olam. Chai Olam means Poshet Kamashmoyim, Art Scroll translation, that it's everlasting life. So this is the life we're living now, L'Chai Olam. But the Avoida is, there's a world which doesn't have a tikkun yet. There's a world that plunged into the Inyan of Chai Shor. And that's the sakana, and therefore the whole tachlis is that a person's got to be malek back to the inyan of Chai Olam. And that's the whole nakuda. That's the whole nakuda of Yosef HaTzadik and David HaMelech. Richtig nakuda that Yosef HaTzadik, we know he became the mezon. He was the mefarnes olam. Yosef HaTzadik vaychalkin. He was the mefarnes olam, and the mefarnes olam, he was kilu the melech of Chai Isha. And he has to give the Chai Isha. Yosef is mashpia to David HaMelech. David HaMelech is the one who's ma'ala the Inyan of Chai Isha to Chai Olam. That's the Inyan of Yosef HaTzadik and David HaMelech, Moshe Aaron, Yosef David, the Inyan of the Yichud of Yisoid Malchus, is where Yosef, who's the king of the Inyan of Chai Isha, he was the king of Mitzrayim, he was Mefanis, the whole Mitzrayim. So his Inyan is an Inyan to give it over to David HaMelech, and David HaMelech is ma'ala. David HaMelech is ma'ala it, ma'ala to Shemayim. And that's why the whole Indian of all this is a hachana to avoid the Rosh Hashanah. Rosh Hashanah is the Indian of Sifre Chaim and Sifre Mason. And you know, see the Nisyonis today, you know, in Yeshiva, the whole Indian of they make the whole Torah into skills and into dus and into yens. They take Torah Shabbat Peh and they make it into, it's a Moedic Azilzel, a Moedic Achil for the Indian of Torah Shabbat Peh, when you make schemes and this of how to learn and how and special skill type of this and skill training, and you come to Eretz Yisrael for, you're taking a Hilga Torah, you're taking an Indian of Chai Olam, and you're pushing Mazalzin, you're pushing throwing it into the Indian of Chai Isha. A person's got to know the Befrat, the whole Indian of Torah Shabbat Peh. And we discussed this so many times already, that the whole Torah Shabbat Peh starts in Brachos. The person has to know Hashem Ha'aretz Imloya. The person has to know Hashem Ha'aretz Imloya. The person has to know that Torah Shabbat Peh is an Asoyin for us. And that's taka why the whole Masechta Maseches Brachos begins with all the Arichos of David HaMelech. Dav Lenan Torah, like David HaMelech Len Torah. Of Lenin Torah, David HaMelech was punished. He said, "Zmiras Hayuli Bebeis Magurai." He said, "Zmiras Hayuli Bebeis Magurai." He said, "The Torah is Miras, but the Kavana of David HaMelech, we don't understand the Kavana of David HaMelech. The Kavana of David HaMelech is that his whole thought was to take everything back into the Chai Olam. The person Chas V'Shalom shouldn't. David HaMelech is Malchus. Malchus is Torah Shebal Peh. Malchus is Torah Shebal Peh. So David HaMelech was very nizam, was very, very sensitive to the Indian that a person should learn Torah and should be ma'ala. A person has to learn the Hilga Torah and to be ma'ala the whole Chai Isha into Chai Olam, to be ma'ala the Torah Shebal Peh into the Chai Olam. And that's by learning Torah with Dveikus to Dveikus of the Key. It's by learning Torah being dovek to the Eitz Chaim, to the Eitz Chaim, which is the Bechin of Ochel the Chai Olam.
So David Kavanas was emistic, called Torah is Mirza.
Everything with David HaMelech was emistic.
What was the
Taina? No, so the Taina is that that the tefillah is in the tefillah. Torah itself is chai olam. You don't need to sing the Torah b'zmiras. Torah, the definition is chai olam. Tefillah is ba'ofen shel shira. Tefillah is ba'ofen tehillim. It's bakoshes. That's ba'ofen shel shira. Because tefillah is chai sho. So you have to be ma'ala the tefillah into Torah. So that's a different nakuda. But the Torah, the Heilige Torah itself, that's the inyan of chai olam. So really, when it comes to Erev Rosh Hashanah, the din is the Yom Yitzir is Adam Rishon. The Yom Yitzir is Adam Rishon. The Sifri Chaim and Sifri Mason. Chai Yisho is a Misa de Kazach. Chai Yisho is a Misa de Kazach. And the Sifri Shel Chaim is all in Yonim that a Yid was Mali into the Bechinas Chai Yonim. A Yid is Oisek Chai Yisho. Whatever it is, even if it's eating, doesn't have to be working, doesn't have to be even what any Asak and Chai Yishar, that Yid is Ma'ala, that's the whole Chi of Torah is a Chai Olam. And to learn B'Shas Tesuda, so learn B'Shas Tesuda, you're taking all in Yonim of Chai Yishar and you're Ma'ala it into Chai Olam, and that's the Inyan of the Sifre Chaim. Sifre Chaim and the Sifre Mesa, Menachem Lafanav, is to see which Chalokim of the person was Chayim, which Chalokim of the person was Misadik. All in Yonim that a person was Ma'ale into Chay Olam, into Matan Torah, into the Inyan of Chay Olam. So that's the Yom Adin of Rosh Hashanah, because that was the Pagam of Adam Rishon. Pagam of Adam Rishon is when everything fell from Chay Olam to Chay Yishar. The tikkun to that is, to what degree a person was masakin, the chet of Chai Yishar, to be mamshich everything into Chai Olam. Same nakuda, the chilik between the Yemais HaShavua, especially this year where Rosh Hashanah is taking us into Shabbos, the inyan of the Yemais HaShavua and Shabbos. The Yemais HaShavua is the bechina of Chai Yishar. Chai Yishar, sheshes yom, ta'ase melachtecha. Shabbos is Melachta Asuya. Melachta Asuya, that's the Sod of Adam Rishon Gan Eden. Everything was Melachta Asuya. That's the Sod of a Rashbi. Well, the Rashbi says that if a person learns Torah properly, then Melachta Nasa Zaridei Achir. You don't have to do anything. Melachta Asuya means, the Issa Melacha means you're going now into a matzav of Melachta Nasa Zaridei Achir. Shabbos is Me'ein Olam Haba. Shabbos is the Inyan of Chai Olam. The whole Navoida is to bring all the Inyanim of the Chai Shah of the week, to be Ma'ala them into Shabbos. It's exactly the same Avoida. Adam Rishon was created on Erev Shabbos. On Erev Shabbos, the Avoida is to be Ma'ala all the Inyanim, to take them into Chai Olam. That's our Avoida. All the things that we do, the Chai Shah, the Gazachan that we do, on a Chai Olam Dika Oifen, is they have an Aliyah on Shabbos. They have an Aliyah on Shabbos. Shabbos is the Yom of Dovin HaMelech, right? Shabbos is the day of Dovin HaMelech. Dovin HaMelech Nifta on Shabbos. Shabbos is the Yom of Dovin HaMelech, where the Koyach is to be Male all the Inyanim of Chai Yishar into Chai Olam. That's why Shabbos Be'etzem, you mustn't daven Bekoshes, because Shabbos is Chulay Bechinas Chai Olam. Shabbos is only the Chalakim of the week, the Chai Yishar, the Kinyanim that you are Mal into Chai Olam. That's what we're doing, that's what happens on Shabbos. So this is the very big Dim B'Cheshvan, Cheshvan HaNefesh, that a person has to make before Rosh Hashanah is, how he's living his Chai Yishar. Is he living his Chai Yishar of an Oifen of Taka Chai Yishar, or is he living the Chai Yishar of an Oifen of Chai Olam? The more he's living the Oifen of Chai Olam, it means the more he's going to be, the more the writing, the Sifrin Shel Tzadikim Gemurim. Maybe that explains us why in Rosh Hashanah, by the davening of Rosh Hashanah, there's no davening of the year where the tefillah is so full of psukim like on Rosh Hashanah. The whole Musaf Shemoneh Esrei is based on the idea of tefillah is kol kulei Torah. The tefillah is kol kulei psukim. That's the emes de kamalchis of HaKadosh Baruch Hu. because a melech, the whole musig of a melech is the inin of a melech is achrayin as a shayfas. The whole inin of a melech is that a melech ben melech doesn't need a mashiach, because a melech on a mayon, because a melech is the inin that is nimshach lo'ilam. The whole musig of a melech is that he's nimshach lo'ilam. David is an emistic of Malchus. So David, Melech Yisrael, the Malchus of Yisrael is Chai B'Kayim. A Malchus that's Nifsak is not a Malchus B'Kla. That's why Ein Moishchim, Melech Ben Melech. It's an automatic thing. By Malchus, it's an automatic thing that you don't find that by anywhere else. It's an automatic thing that the child gets it, and the grandchild gets it, and that's the Mamish Mekubal in everywhere. It's Mekubal in the Goyim. Malchus is something that's handed down, Midorado. Malchus is something that doesn't have a hefsek. When our ruchnius, or better said, when the mamlech HaKadosh Baruch Hu, in whatever we're doing, malchus ba'koil mashallah, so pshat is that we have to bring the HaKadosh Baruch Hu's nitzchis to kamalchus. We have to bring the chaya olam of the malchus into the chaya show. We've got to show that as soon as you pronounce that something is just chaya show, so there's no mocking for HaKadosh Baruch Hu's malchus in such a place. Malchus is something that is nimshach. Malchus is something that is nimshach. And therefore, every area of the Bria, we've got to be malet into the beginning of Chai Olam. And then the Malchus of HaKadosh Baruch Hu can be Chal. That's the inyan of Malchus. Bringing a Malchus, Hashem Melech, Hashem Moloch, Hashem Yimloch, Lo Yilam Void. Hashem Yimloch, Lo Yilam Void. The Malchus of HaKadosh Baruch Hu is Yimloch, Lo Yilam Void. So on one hand, it's Malchus of HaKol Mashallah. The Malchus of HaKadosh Baruch Hu is in Chai Yisho. Makol Mashallah, Malchus HaKadosh Baruch Hu is everywhere. It's a Cheney, it's Hashem Yimlech Lo'ilam Void. We have to bring the Chai Olam, we have to bring the Ruchnius, the Chai Olam, into every Chai Shoah, and then the Rabban Shalom is Malchus Kamichal, then it can be Chal on this Einin of Hashem Yimlech Lo'ilam Void. That's the Avoida, that's the Moedic Avoida of Malchus. Then there's the Avoida of Zechroinus. Talk about the HaKadosh Baruch Hu should remember. Says that Zer min ha'meis shishtakach min ha'lev. By the Inyan of Misa, when the Inyan of Misa around, it's not shaykh to the whole Inyan of Zikoron. It's Zer min ha'meis shishtakach. Shikha comes from Misa. Zikoron comes from something that's be'emes chayim. That's why it's so chomor. Whoever forgets his learning. Love, you're not allowed to forget your learning. Because Torah is chayi oilam. Forgetting Torah means that the person's learning Torah on a Misa de ka'ifim. Person's learning Torah on a Chai Shah de Koifa. That's why he forgets the Torah. Person who learns Torah on a Chai Olam de Koifa, in other words, he's learning Torah knowing that this is Chai Olam, he feels the Chai Olam of the Torah, then it must come together with the Zikar. It must come together with the Inyan of Zikar. Ik Zikar that we have is remembering Akedas Yitzchok. Akedas Yitzchok, Chazal say, was an Inyan. Where we talk about a forest of Yitzchok, there was an Indian of Yitzchok Avinu. There was an Indian of Yitzchok Avinu that he was a. There was an Indian of his Talkus, and there's an Indian of a Nun Hashana came down. We must be it, but the Indian of Yitzchok Avinu represents the idea that the Chai Shah only brings on a Chai Olam. Yitzchok had like a Tchis Amesim. Yitzchok is a Musaq that he had like a Tchis Amesim. In other words, Yitzchok is the Bechina, where while he was still down here, his Chai Shah turned into Bechina's Chai Olam. Because Yitzchok's Chai Shah turned into Chai Olam, therefore Hashem still remembers the Akedas Yitzchok. Because the Akedas Yitzchok is a Musaq where the Chai Shah went into Chai Olam while he was still down here. That's such a thing as Shaykh Eschira. So HaKadosh Baruch Hu remembers the Akedas Yitzchok, HaKadosh Baruch Hu remembers that he sent the Chai Shah went into the Bechinas Chai Olam, and that's the Yom HaDin in Rosh Hashanah. Kodesh Baruch is deciding whether to be Mamshech LeOlam or not. What type of world is this? Is this the world of Chai Shah? So Shah came to its Kitzoy, and that's it. That's the end. Is it a world that's Mechai VeHemshech? Is it a world that's Shaykh to the Inyan of Chai Olam, Shaykh to the Hemshech, and Shaykh to the Inyan of Chai Olam? That's the Yom HaDin of Rosh Hashanah. That's the Inyan of Zechroinus. HaKadosh Baruch Hu remembers the Akedas Yitzchok, and that gives us chus for the world to continue. That sends down a ha'ara of Chai Olam. So the Shemoneh Esrei and Rosh Hashanah is Kulei Psukim. We have to be mechaven by the Shemoneh Esrei, which is Kulei Psukim. Now, on a day like Rosh Hashanah, more important than the rest of the year, that the whole Indian of Tefillah, of Chai Shoh, should be Nis'ala into Chai Olam, into Torah, Ad Kedei Kach, that the whole Tefillah is Mamish Chai Olam Dika Tefillah. It's a Psukim Dika Tefillah. It's 30 psukim in Tefillah. And that it, when we recite the Shemoneh Esrei, Kulei Tefilladik, we recite the Shemoneh Esrei in an oifen of Kulei Tefilladik. So then what happens is the Chai Shoh is Nis'al into Chai Olam, and that's then HaKadosh Baruch Hu's Goyzer that the world is a Hemshech, the world has another year, and that is Memela Masak in the Chet of Adam Rishon. On Rosh Hashanah, the Yom Yitzir is Adam Rishon, that itself is Masak in the Chet of Adam Rishon. Shofar, the Indian of Shofar is the Indian of Tefillah. It's Tefillah Me'omek Alev. It's the Indian of Tefillah Me'omek Alev. It says you blow the Shofar by the Bima. You show the S'chus of Torah when you blow Shofar. So, according to what it's saying, it's very good. Because the Shofar is the Indian of Tefillah. Shofar is the Indian of Tefillah. It says in the Roshonim. Shofar is the Indian of Tefillah. And when Shofar, the whole Indian of Tefillah Rosh Hashanah is, now the Tefillah is Niskal, the Tefillah goes up into Torah. Tefillah is niskal into Torah. When you blow the shofar at the bima, so you're blowing the shofar, you mala all the tefillahs into Torah. So it's the same bechina as a Shemoneh Esrei full of Torah, is the same bechina as blowing the shofar, which is a tefillah, by the bima, to remember, it says in Halach, to remember the schus of Torah. According to what we're saying, what you're doing is that you're at the same time, you're being mala the Chai Shoh until Chai Olam. So this is something that a person's got to feel. A Nitzchi sticker. The more a person sings to HaKadosh Baruch Hu, Zmir Shiras is Hashbach, the more person his tefillah is more of a Shira de Kazach. Tefillah is more of a Tavra Melech's tefillah. It's the more he turns his Chai Shoh into Chai Olam, and then the more he feels in everything he's doing, he feels a Nitzchis. And then he becomes Taka, he becomes an Adam Nitzchi. The Nesoyin of this door, which is the end of Golas Edom, which is the Golas of Esav, which is the Indian of Hina Anechi Hoylech Lomas. It's very hard for people to connect, to feel Nitzchis when they're doing something. It's very hard for people to connect to Nitzchis because we're living in a Golas, which is Hina Anechi Hoylech Lomas. We're living in a Zah Golas of Golas Edom, which everyone's focusing, everyone feels the Bechinas Chai Shoh. And that's why Ad Kedei Kach, there's so much Torah being learned, kilu in a matzav of pulling it down from Chai Olam to Chai Shoh. We have to do the opposite. We have to take all in Yonah of Chai Shoh. A person is Oisik and Parnosa. So when a person's Parnosa comes from learning, when a person's Parnosa, he gets paid for learning. So that's Mamish Chai Olam, the Chai Shoh, being Niskal into Chai Olam. It's a Moedik Achidish in our door. People are being paid to learn. People in a coil, people are getting paid to learn, meaning their pranosa, they're ki'ilu b'zeh sapecha, they're schwitzing over Torah, and that's their pranosa. So that's the Chai Shoh turning into Chai Olam. So it's mechazek ourselves in that. And everything we do has to be in an oifen of bringing the Torah into everything, bringing the Chai Shoh into everything, feeling that our whole life is a shira, tefillah is a shira, and then it's mechaber. Bechinas Hazino Shemayim Adaberetz Mechaber the Shemayim the Chai Olam into the Sishma Oretz into the Bechinas Chai Shoh.
I think when we ask Rabbi, that's why we mentioned Bakushas inside. We don't mention Bakushas Chai Shoh, but everything is only Bakushas for Bidin Mes Migdash, and that's a Bakusha Bechai Olam.
There is a tefillah which is a tefillah for Chaya. We see that the whole says the Ovaz Agdoshim or Isaac and the Tikkun of Adam Rishon. The Ovaz Agdoshim is the second tefillah. But Avraham Yitzchak Yaakov, the second Shachas Mechamar, the second tefillah. That's the Indian. The Indian of being the second tefillah. The Indian of being the second tefillah is the Indian of being Malad Chaya Nechanami. There's a tefillah in the Beis HaMikdash. Beis HaMikdash is also a mokim of Chai Olam, kilu, walking to the Beis HaMikdash, you felt the Chai Olam. The Nisim of the Beis HaMikdash is the Basa was Masriach, the Pila Isha, Mireach, and all in Yonam of the Beis HaMikdash, when Yonam of the coin is not allowed to become Tomei Meis, no Chai Shah in the Beis HaMikdash Bechal. The Beis HaMikdash is a Makam. When you come into the Beis HaMikdash, it's a Makam where you feel as Einav Chai Olam. Mitzad HaBehema, it says, Moisa HaOlam and HaBehema Oyen, ki Hakal Havu, saying in the Damli. And the first has to say, Moisa means the end. The end of a Moisa Adam and a Behem Oyen, Kakalavala, everybody dies. In other words, a Behem is a Musib. Oh, he lives a few months, whatever, and then he dies. That's a Musib of a Behem. So, Moisa Adam and a Behem Oyen, Kakalavala. A person's like that as well. Kilu, a person's a Chayesha. That's what it's saying. Avalanachma Amcha, Benebri Secha, and then we come on to say Krishna. We have a koyach for Krishna. We have a koyach to take the Chai Shah and to be mala the Chai Shah into Chai Olam. And with that, we go into the Beis HaMikdash. With that, we begin the Seder. With that, we begin the Seder of Korbanos. The Seder of Korbanos is a Seder that is a Seder you're going into a tchum. You're going into a tchum of Chai Olam. The Tomid is a Tmidus. It's constant. It's every day. The whole Indian of the Beis HaMikdash was an Indian of Chai Olam. So with that we can also understand what we said before, the Beis HaMikdash was destroyed Shele Bochum with Torah Tchila. Torah is an Itzchis to Gezach. The Kali saw the Pagam was so bad that they took the Chai Olam and they were married at the Chai Shah. So it's the same thing, it's Makbil Tazer, that's what happened in the Beis HaMikdash. If you can take Torah and make it into only you only want it for your use, you only want it for those, you want it for your life, so then you're taking, if you moir a Torah from Chai Olam to Chai Shah, then you moir the Beis HaMikdash from Chai Olam to Chai Shah. That's a chorm, that itself is a chorm Beis HaMikdash. Oh, Beis HaMikdash is the music of reconnecting to the Sherish, to the Inyam Chai Olam. We used to sing in the Beis HaMikdash, the Levim, the Shira. Beis HaMikdash was a Shira. Shira is something that Shira is something that they used to sing Shira when they poured the Nisach HaYayin down. You know, when there's a Shitta that the other mission, the Eitz HaDaas was Geffen HaYayin. Ein Shira El Al HaYayin. Because Shira, we just said, the whole meaning of Shira is as Yoshev, Shira is the Einin that's Mechaber, the Chai Yishar, the Chai Yolam. So if the Kilkil came about through Yayin, the Tikkun is to sing Shira Al Yayin. When you sing Shira Al Yain, you're taking the Chai Shah that was caused by Adam Rishon when he was Chayta, when he ate from the Eitz HaDaas Geffen Hoya, and now you sing a Shira on it in the Beis HaMikdash. So that's how you're bringing the Indian of Yain back to the Yisod, back to the making it into life. That's why those two Nisachs, the whole year there was the Nisach HaYain and then there was the Nisach HaMayim. Mayim is Chaim Lailam. Beis HaMikdash was a mokem where they poured the Nisach HaYayin and the Nisach HaMayim. In Sukkot, they poured the Nisach HaYayin and the Nisach HaMayim together. Meaning that Yayin also represents Chaim now. The Tikkun HaChet of Adam is that the Einin of Yayin should also represent, and that's through the Einin of singing Shira, Einin Shira El Al HaYayin. Sukkot is a Zeche to the Anana Kovod. Anana Kovod represents Klal Yisrael living in their Nitzchistic life. Anana Kovod in the Midbar, there's no Bezeh Sapecha then. They got the Mon. The Mon represents a Tikkun, there's no Bezeh Sapecha. Sukkot represents that. And made it there for Sukkot, we sing a lot of Shira. Sukkot is Simchas Beis HaSheva. Sukkot is a Zman where they're singing a lot. That was the Zman of Nisach HaYayin and Nisach HaMayim, and that's the bringing a person's life into a chaya. Any of sukkah is all in yon. Any of sukkah is all in yonim of achila shtiya. Everything in the sukkah, everything's in the sukkah. Everything becomes a mitzvah. In other words, there's no chaya shah anymore. Everything becomes a chaya olam. Achila is a chaya olam. The shena is a chaya olam. The tayel the sukkah is a chaya olam. And that's bringing everything into Olam HaNetzach. That's what we make upon ourselves after Rosh Hashanah. That's the Zman. That's the Zman of Shira. That's the Zman of Shira. That's the Koyach. When you sit in Sukkah, so we're living mamish like a Beis HaMikdash Nikamatzev. And that's why we say, Racham and Yochim Lanu. Racham and Yochim Lanu. Sukkah is David Anifalos. Sukkos David, which is Nefales. We want to rebuild the Sukkos David. David HaMelech is the Shira. David HaMelech is Mechabras to the Nitzchis, to the Chai Olam. Sukkah is the Einin where we're sitting in the Chai Olam. Everything we do is the Chai Olam. We come out of the Sukkah after Yom Tov, so then our Kabbalah is, even though we're not sitting in the Sukkah anymore, and nevertheless, all our Chai Yishar becomes Chai Olam. And that is what we have to, that is what we have to in Kabul. All the Chai Yishar should become Chai Olam. We have to live our life of the Chai Olam, and then a person becomes a Chai Olam Dikr, and the person becomes a Nitzchis Dikr. And then he zochet to melach tanasas al yedei achirim. Then he zochet to zgalus of David Melech Mashiach.
Shammai is the one who always bought things during the week for Shabbos. He found the behemoth.
Yeah.
The Shammai was the boss of love. He was always being the cash of the Bach.
The Bach to Shabbos, which is Meina Lohava. Meredith.
That one's still there, that's why the Paschal Anna Yaakov, like Rabbi Lezer, not like Rabbi Kiva, because he was a Shamuti.
Shamuti.
So, because he's that Echina of Chai Ailam.
Meredith. Reb Motl has the whole, Reb Motl has a Mordek Arichas, Reb Loza Shamuti, he also holds Petishri Nivra Oilam. He's got a whole shmuz on the Shamuti, and because Reb Loza is a Shamuti, he was a Moshe, that's right. It says Besilva was the one who brought it down, he was for the Velt. Reb Shammai was, very nice, wow.
Is that the Koyach HaShmiya also? In sort of be Makasha, Chai Oil, and Chai Shabbat?
Chai, because that was the end of Nasa and Nishma. Nasa is the Pu'ula down here. And the Nishma, you know, Shmi is Torah Shabbat Pek. It's all Makusha together.
So we're speaking about Shefer, the whole mitzvah of Shefer is the Ashmaya called.
Yeah, it's Makasha, Shmiya. Yeah, Ikka Shefer comes from Matan Torah, which is Pasko Zamosa, which is what became Chinas Chaya, you know. A person the whole time has to live his life. You know, this life, this Torah, this goes on. A person has to live his life, when he does a mitzvah, when he does anything, he says, it's becoming now Nitzchis, the Gezach. Become, and then the Chayra person will see more and more Siyach Dishmai in everything he does. So we're preparing ourselves. The climax of the Heli Gateg is the ending of sitting in the Sukkah. The whole avoid of sitting in the Sukkah is feeling the Nitzchis. Feeling that the Maisa, that's why Kodesh Baruch says, Kosha Lai Pidaschim, Dafkan Sukkahs. We think this is not going to come to a parade over here. The whole Anana covered with this Shver Zach, to leave a parade, this is the Chayin Nitzchi. You don't leave the Chayin Nitzchi. The whole musig of a nitzchi is that it's not l'sha. So it comes to the end of Sukkot, is where we're used to living in the nitzchis already. Except you're going out now, you can't go out of nitzchis. Dafka Sukkot is a bechina of kosher life yidaschim. Taka the last day is David HaMelech, Kenegad David HaMelech. 7 days of Sukkot is Kenegad Avraham Yitzchak Yaakov Moshe Aaron Yosef. Avraham Yitzchak Yaakov Moshe Aaron Yosef David. No, Shana Rabbah is Kenegad David. Yeah, Shmini Atzeres is. Yeah, it's not Kenegad David. No, Kenegad David. That's the end. That's the word. Kosher Lai Pidaschim is Chal on the day of David HaMelech. David HaMelech, Melech Moses couldn't kill him. David HaMelech Yisrael is Chai B'Kayim. He's a Musig of Nitzchis. You can't kill David HaMelech. It's the same Nakuda. Hashanah Rabbah, you can't leave. Kosher Baruch Hu says, Kosher Lai Pidaschim. You can't leave. So when you say to him, a person can feel a nitzchis to kekeshet to Hakadosh Baruch Hu. All these nyanim, shows a person can feel a nitzchis to kekeshet to Hakadosh Baruch Hu. So a person says to him, for a person that's sick, to mamshech a nitzchis to kechayim, to take him out of the chayishah, to bring him into the bchinas chayim. tefillin, tehillin, these are all in yonim that take a person out of chayi shor. A person chas v'chalila is sick, he needs a hamshacha from chayi olam. Like a tchis amesim comes through the inyan of shira, and that's the sort of saying tehillin, to be mamshach like a b'chinas tchis amesim for that person.
I just learned yesterday, that's why in the Ma'ariv of Tehillim on Shabbos, people are Ma'ariv.
Oh, yeah. Yeah, yeah. That's right. The story happened on Shabbos. Yeah. Shabbos, a person is to feel Kuloy Kuloy Nitzchu. Told you once when I wasn't well, those months when I wasn't well, I told you. The kind of Shabbos, all the machshavos went away. He felt like a nitzchi. Also, Shabbos and Yom Tov, he felt like a nitzchi. He felt like, I remember going in for treatment on Chol HaMoed Sukkos, and every day Chol HaMoed Sukkos, it was after the surgery to go for that treatment. I remember somebody called me a dead soul, I don't know if you remember, I was hacking away on the phone there. I mentioned the nitzchi on Shabbos, there's no pachad. Because I mentioned the nitzchi, and you must feel it so strongly on Shabbos, that a person's a nitzchi, so a person geht weiter, a person is a nitzchi. That's the whole chiddush in Parshas Vayelech Hazino, that Moshe Rabbeinu is a hoylech, Vayelech Moshe, we was discussed that Moshe Rabbeinu is a hoylech. Moshe Rabbeinu is the koich ha-toyre, the koich ha-toyre is the chayi oylem. Person mustn't chas v'sham think that something is stopping over here. He's a hoylech, Michael Ochoil, he's going to a hecher matzah, but he's a hoylech, and it's this inyan that Moshe Rabbeinu is being manchil to Klal Yisrael when they're going into Eretz Yisrael. He's not taking us in, when he doesn't take us in, we're going into a chayi shah. With Moshe, we're living in the midbar, that's a chayi oylem. Moshe Rabbeinu doesn't have an interaction with chayi shah. Moshe Rabbeinu is saying that I can give you to be manchil you, I'm a chayi oylem, but I can give you to be manchil you is a shira. And if you take this shira with you, I'm giving you a shira. If you take this shira with you, you can connect to Chayei Olam, even the boy b'shor, that you're busy with Chayei with Chayei Shor. Okay, Ari. Oh, yeah.